Now time for a locker room chat with Axel head basketball coach Jason Tynan. After what I would say is a successful season, you guys win the TVL tournament, you get fourth at state, have a tough draw in the semifinals, but you end up going to that second day. But kind of just getting a step back and having to look at the season, just your overall thoughts on it.
Last year was a great year. We took big strides in our program. We kind of always been, playing in that sub-state championship game against Hanover, not getting to the next level, and, give Hanover credit. They had some good teams, and then it was nice to finally break through that door a little bit and get that experience in the state tournament. And like you said, we played really well the first day, and I wouldn't even say we played our best, but we played okay and made it through, and then ran into Lebo, and, they shot the ball really well. That second quarter haunts me to this day, and so all the kids, we kind of talk about learning from that experience, and hopefully we can build off that and grow for, shoot for another goal, getting back to the state tournament and doing a little bit more this year.
Yeah, you guys had 21 wins, which set a school record. You guys won the state title in football. You guys won track last year as well. A lot of people don't talk about that, but how nice is it to just have that variety and array of athletes at your use?
It is amazing. We are truly blessed right here, right now at Axel, with all the athletes that we do have. It's not always it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes, and so. They do a really good job. They're hard workers. They get in the gym in the weight room in the summertime, and they just try to find ways to keep improving. And they know now that they have a target on their back, and I think that kind of gets them really motivated to work harder in practice. Yesterday was our first day of practice, and the energy level was really good. We got gassed a little bit. We got a little tired, but we still kind of you could tell there's excitement for the season to start.
And that's pretty crazy. You guys had your first practice yesterday. Your first game is coming up here on Friday against Dunnifin West. We're kind of just talking about the game planning and how stressful is that for you to just have a couple days to get ready and boom, you're right into the season.
Yeah, it is kind of stressful. Luckily for me, I coached the junior high as well. And so a lot of these guys have had me for, 4 to 6 years, and so that's kind of a nice thing. They kind of know what we do, what we want to do, and, they know the structure of practice, how we run practice, the tempo and the pace, and so they're able to pick up on stuff, and, obviously we're not going to throw anything new in right now. We'll kind of wait until we get some practices on us to try to maybe add some things or put some things in that we've done that are different from past, but, yesterday seemed like they were eager and ready to pick up on, and look like we started where we left off this summer.
Here with Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan. Coach, talking about how you've had these guys for such a long time, I mean, you've basically been coaching them almost half of their life. What kind of relationship have you been able to build with your kids?
It's definitely it's a good thing. Some of them probably are a little irritated with me at times, but you kind of get to know the kids a lot, and some of their tendencies, and you can kind of have one-on-one personal conversations with them to try to, get them to understand. I think that's one of the things that they do know, is they understand where I'm coming from. The nice thing too is that a couple of them are always my TA for junior high basketball, so they come help with junior high basketball practice, and they kind of get to learn on the side of how a coach thinks. And so it kind of even strengthens that relationship. They understand that, that's why we do that, or that's why we can't do that. And so I like that aspect of it. Like I said, at times they probably get a little tired of me. If you have me for 7 years, I'm probably going to get on your nerves just a little bit. They do a good job, and they're good kids, and they work hard, and they're very, very respectful.
That's fantastic, Coach. Love to hear that. Now, kind of moving forward here with this game coming up here on Friday against Dunnifin West, a team that's struggled over the past few years, but they might be a little better possibly this year. Your thoughts on this matchup coming up?
They shoot the ball extremely well. They're very fundamentally sound, and they added a couple pieces. They got a little bit, I think they got a few more people out this year, and so some kids that maybe haven't been out, that'll add some athletic ability to their roster. They're always have been a scrappy group, whether they're 15 and 5 or they're 5 and 15. They're just they're hardworking kids, and so we're going to have to come ready to play. You know, we're going to have to rely on our defense and our athletic ability to kind of get us through these first few weeks here until we get kind of all the kinks that rolled out in practice. But you know, it's a, you know, like we talked to the kids yesterday, it's a nice challenge for us to come out right out of the right out of the gates. And you know, if you're a kid, you're a player, there's nothing better. Practice kind of sometimes gets lulled and you're headed right into the game. You have two practices in your game, so they should be loving this. Their lungs might not love it as much, but they'll get in shape here. But we're excited and we're ready to go and kick off the 2023-2024 basketball season.
And we're ready for it as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And looking forward to doing this with you this season.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
That was Axtell Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings.